Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Arcata Police Department is asking for anyone who may have witnessed the double homicide on I Street in Arcata early Saturday morning to contact Arcata investigators. Two people, 18-year-old Eureka resident Christina Schwartz and 27-year-old Alan Marcette, who was from Michigan, were gunned down following an altercation. Arcata police immediately identified the suspect as 28-year-old Bodie Tree, and he was apprehended after a short manhunt later on Saturday morning. The shooting took place at a party, and Arcata police strongly encourage anyone with information to step forward and speak with police. On Sunday, CHP officers responded to a traffic collision at the intersection of Crawford Road and Foothill Boulevard in Covelo. 40-year-old Lucerne resident Harley Decent was traveling southbound on his dirt bike when he failed to stop at the intersection. The motorcycle hit a dirt berm and was propelled 50 feet into the air. Decent, who was not wearing a helmet, was ejected from the bike and thrown into a metal fence post, and he died as a result of his injuries. Impairment as a factor in the collision remains under investigation by the Garberville Area CHP office. When the Board of Supervisors meets this morning, it could be a quick meeting with a lengthy list of items on the consent calendar and only one departmental report. In the afternoon session, however, the board will consider whether or not to approve a staff recommendation regarding their salaries. Staff has recommended that the supervisors approve themselves a 2% raise effective July 7th of this year. The salary increase will cost the county just over $10,000 per year. The Chancellor's Office at the California State University System announced that Governor Brown's May revision to the state budget maintains a $125 million increase in state funding for the 23-campus system. Along with the additional $125 million in funding, the governor's budget also reinstates another $125 million that was cut during last year's budget negotiations. If the governor's budget remains as is, the CSU system will have a budget of $2.3 billion, and the money will be used to focus on three key areas: student access and success, faculty and staff compensation, and mandatory costs. Beginning in July, the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts is closing to facilitate much-needed repairs, maintenance, and general upkeep. The work is anticipated to be finished in 2014, and the center is looking forward to reopening as soon as possible. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
When you bring together the leadership team of your company or organization, are you looking for an opportunity to focus on what is necessary and critical to your business? Ways to improve your bottom line and achieve your goals? The historic Benbow Inn suggests you have that business meeting or retreat in a serene and tranquil setting. They'll ensure that you're able to have uninterrupted sessions in peaceful surroundings that will allow all the creative juices of your team to flow. Call now and reserve the dates that work best for your needs. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The East-West Railroad proposal is back in the news. Stephen Walker has more.
Former Eureka City Manager David Tyson, along with current Eureka Councilman Lance Madsen, spent 4 days in Tehama County last week meeting with local leaders regarding the proposed East-West rail line. Tyson and Madsen met with local Rail Connect committee members to discuss possible routes for the rail line and also gathered information for the study group looking into the feasibility of building a rail line that connects Humboldt Bay with rail hubs to the east. In all, Madsen and Tyson met with more than 100 people interested in the concept of the rail line, including contractors, landowners, and elected officials. They will return at a later date to continue discussions about the railroad proposal. For KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
And Caltrans wants to alert motorists to maintenance work being done at the Mad River Bridge at the interchange between Highway 101 and North Bank Road. The eastbound on-ramp for North Bank Road will be closed through this week as contractors regrade and resurface the roadway, weather permitting. Also, the Central Avenue off-ramp from Highway 101 northbound along with the North Bank exit at Azalea Avenue will be closed beginning Wednesday morning through Friday. Use caution when transiting the area and be aware of work crews on site. And that's the news on this rainy Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.